Haskell Street, Helena, California, March 7, 1909. Elder Haskell Box, 597, Oakland, California. My brother and co-laborer in the Lord, I do not fully understand your letter concerning the $1,500 loaned to me by Mrs. Scriver. I was glad to receive this loan from her to help me in settling for the purchase I made of the corner lot of the Buena Vista property. I was glad to be able to secure this piece of land for the school. It seemed to me a place well suited for a church site. I did not intend to claim the lot for my own advantage. When the time came that fears were entertained lest this piece of property go into other hands, I made the purchase at your request, not because I wanted it for myself, but because I believed the Lord would be pleased to have it secured to our people. Last Thursday, I wrote letters to Elder Rice and Dr. Sanderson, copies of which were sent to you. We shall now seek for unity of action between the two companies at Berkeley. It is time that the brethren and sisters there understood their obligation to God to come into unison. A large part of last night I seemed in my sleep to be laboring earnestly for our churches, presenting to them strong reasons why the converting power of God should come upon us now as never before. There should be selected for the work wise, consecrated men who can do a good work in reaching souls. Women also should be chosen who can present the truth in a clear, intelligent, straightforward manner. We need among us laborers who see the need of a deep work of grace to be done in hearts, and such should be encouraged to engage in earnest missionary effort. There has been the need for more of this class of workers. We must pray most earnestly, Lord. Help us to help one another. Self must be buried with Christ, and we must be baptized with the Holy Spirit of God. Then we'll be revealed in speech, in spirit, and in our manner of labor, the fact that the Spirit of God is guiding. We need as workers men and women who understand the reasons of our faith, and who realize the work to be done in communicating truth, and who will refuse to speak any words that will weaken the confidence of any soul in the Word of God, or destroy the fellowship that should exist between those of like faith. Now, just now, is our opportunity to open the windows of the soul heavenward, and to close the windows earthward. Now is the time for every church member to say, I will close my heart to everything that would hinder my communion with Christ. I will open the windows of my soul heavenward, that I may understand spiritual things. Believers need to talk with God in regard to their individual need of the Holy Spirit. The Word of God must be their assurance. All heaven is inviting us to receive the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness into our lives. If we will talk faith and hope and courage, our souls will be strengthened, and our hope and courage and faith will increase. Let us seek this great gift of the Sun of Righteousness, that it may shine forth in our lives to others. Let us seek the Lord that we may learn how to work His works in the world. This will make us successful missionaries, able to help others to a hopeful, courageous experience. In our service for the Master, let not the little things be overlooked. Every human being has a life web to weave, and if the pattern is complete and perfected at last, every thread of the pattern must be carefully and faithfully worked. The grace of Christ will enable us to weave skillfully and well. Day by day we are to put forth personal, diligent effort to improve. Every day we are to use our Christian intelligence in the work of strengthening the weak and encouraging the desponding. A great test is coming to every soul. Shall we not then work and watch and pray and praise the Lord? This will give us a most precious experience. Very much has been lost to many believers because they have neglected to seek the Lord with earnestness and with a faith that will not be denied. Words spoken and works performed in a simple, humble, encouraging way will inspire faith in other hearts. The Lord is soon to come, and the natural heart must be daily converted. We must learn to speak words in the meekness of Christ. Our works and our spirit must testify that we are serving the Lord. Then the influence of the lives will be felt by those who want to do the will of God, but who do not know how. If we will give the powers of heart and mind to Jesus, and will work in His simplicity, His Spirit revealed in us will draw souls to the cross.
I am instructed to say to our ministers and to our lay members, when Christ moves upon your hearts to speak, the words spoken will be effective. The sweet influence of the Holy Spirit will be with you, teaching and guiding those to whom you minister, leading them away from indifferent, careless lives to earnest, loving service for God. As you become learners in the school of Christ, you will be taught how to lead other souls into the paths of righteousness. Many of our church members need to be reconverted. Many have backslidden from God. Will not these now begin a work of reformation? Will they not make strong efforts to return? Do they not desire to be clothed with the righteousness of Christ and to become laborers together with God? In the night season, I seemed to be pleading for these unconverted ones, saying, "Will you not surrender to Christ and make His service your choice and your delight?" Let the question go forth from sincere hearts, Lord. What wilt Thou have me to do? Acts 9, verse 6. It is the consecrated vessel, the vessel that is cleansed from pride and selfishness, into which is poured the holy oil. It is the soul into whose heart is daily flowing the love and grace of Christ that can impart in large measure of that grace and that love to others.